10 Bearding Tips. We put together the most valuable advice to grow your beard out. The tips all beardmen need to know. Braider. Link graphic logo. Table with 1 rows and 5 columns. Row 1 home column 1 link home. Column 2 product. Column 3 link product. Column 4 beard oil. Column 5 link beard oil. Out of table. Link graphic intro. They don't offer beard care 101 in college. But if they did, this is what you'd need to know for the midterm. 1. Start pumping iron. Exercising makes you sweat. Sweating washes toxins and waste from your skin. It unclogs your pores and frees up your hair follicles for new hairs to grow. Working out also increases testosterone levels and blood flow to your muscles and skin, carrying nutrients and oxygen to nourish your hair. The result? Faster hair growth. 2. Eat a healthy diet. Your diet affects your beard the same way it affects your body. Eat healthy, balanced meals and your hair will grow better, faster, stronger. Protein is at the top of the list. Hair is partially built of protein, so, naturally, consuming it will benefit your beard. Red meats, poultry, eggs, oysters, these are all good sources of protein. Eat loads of nuts. Nuts are high in biotin, one of the most important vitamins for growing facial hair. Find fruit high in vitamin C to improve your immune system and speed up the hair growth. Some good examples: blueberries, strawberries, lemons, oranges, limes, kiwis, and, my personal favorite, avocado. Yes, it's a fruit. Eat your collard greens, spinach, broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts. These are high in vitamin A, which helps maintain your follicles. 3. Use photos to drive you towards your goal. Photos will inspire and motivate you as you go through the ups and downs of growing your beard. Collect photos of your dream beard to visualize what you're working towards. Look for photos of men with your beard length for moral support. Document your own journey. No need to start a blog, though it certainly can't hurt, but take frequent photos of your beard to keep track of how far you've come. Trust me, it's really fun to look back through those later. 4. When in doubt, grow IT out. Number 1 complaint I get. I messed up my trim, now I'm back where I started. If you're not sure what you want, let it grow. I recommend you start by growing for 1 to 2 months without even looking at a razor. The longer you give your beard, the better it will look. If you can't get away with the natural look for that long, grow during No Shave November. November is the perfect excuse to grow your beard for a charity and get through the hardest first stages. My beard is saving lives. What's your story? Thinking of shaving it off after a while? Give it at least 1 day of thought for every month you've been growing. Don't crack on an impulse, you'll regret it. 5. Use beard oil. If you're going to do one thing daily, use beard oil. It feels like heaven, softens up the hair, and smells delightful. I live for beard oil. On top of that, beard oil helps get rid of dandruff and beard flakes. It moisturizes your skin and strengthens your hair follicles. Not sure which one to get? Check out our beard brand beard oil. Not to brag or anything, but it is the best out there. 6. Wash your beard. No, your beard should not smell like weird. You've got to clean it, but you have to do it right. Your best bet is to use beard wash. Normal soaps and shampoos are too harsh and will dry out your skin. They often contain silicones that accumulate on your hairs and block your pores. You don't want to wash it every day, though washing your beard too often will strip out all the natural oils necessary to keep your beard healthy. Find what fits your lifestyle, but I recommend washing once or twice a week. 7. Don't butcher your neckline. Where is your neckline? They didn't teach you that in biology class. When you're ready to clean up your neck hairs, extend your hands in front of you to give 2 high fives. Lower your thumbs to make L shapes. Bring your hands back to your face. Frame your jaw with your index fingers against your sideburns and your thumbs under your chin. Hair above your thumbs stays. Hair under your thumbs grows. In other words, your neckline is right above your Adam's apple, not at the tip of your chin. Follow through to your sideburns to create a nice curve, and voila! There's your neckline. 8. Think about your wardrobe. A beard and bad style will make you look shabby. A beard with good style will make you look trendy. If your beard is looking a little funny in the growth stages, try rethinking your wardrobe. Wearing nice clothes that are well fitted to you will help take attention away from your beard. 9. Give your head hair some loving. You're going to have bad beard days. We all do. You'll need a lot of self-control for your beard to survive these. If one day you wake up and feel like your beard looks terrible, don't run to the barber. Actually, do run to the barber, but cut your hair instead of your beard. Changing things up on top of your head helps with what's happening below. You'll look more put together, and you might find that your beard wasn't really the problem. A haircut will help you make it to the next stage of beard growth. 10. Get involved. The best way to do anything is to find the right support.